is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their websites, you can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the various interactive features. The main feature actually allows you to control the content on the site. You can enjoy it all for free. freetalklive.com. We'll get to your phone calls, of course, about whatever's on your mind. That is the point of this program. Also, the top five deathbed regrets should be an interesting top five list. We haven't done a top five or top ten on this show in a while.
Count them down.
Yeah, those are always fun. But, you know, I had an interesting experience today, Mark, and it was a new experience for me. I went to a school board meeting.
Oh, God.
Have you heard that I'm running for school board?
You had mentioned that you were going to do that.
Yeah, and I've never been to a school board meeting. I remember, you know, my parents drug me to some of them as a kid, but I never stayed in for them. I'd always go outside and play with the other kids that their parents drug them to the school board meeting.
Can't imagine that parents even went to the school board meeting. I mean, you know.
Parents go to these things. I mean, some parents, but a very small amount. There's, what, 23,000 people that live in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing this radio program from. And there were maybe 70 people that were attending this particular school board meeting. And this is like the first meeting of the year. It's supposedly very important. They're deciding on these warrant articles, as they're called, that they'll be voting on at the next election. So, you know, there's spending that's being decided and stuff like that. And one thing, of course, I was very interested in finding out, which I was unable to discern just from, you know, just watching things. Next time I might ask some questions, maybe of people coming in. But I wondered how many of the 70 or so people that were in attendance. It started at about like 30 people and then kind of ramped up over the first hour to about 70. How many of the 70 were government school employees? I have a feeling at least half were government school employees.
I'll bet, yeah. It directly affects them, sure.
Right. This is all about pay raises and things like that. So there were some interesting observations, because most people don't go to these things. So maybe you don't know what it's like. Or maybe you've been to one, and that was enough, and you know exactly what I'm going to say. 4 hours.
Good Lord.
I was there from 9 till 1 o'clock today. You know, no break for lunch, or there's no snacks set out or anything like that. It's just you're going strong all the way through this thing, and it's just the most dull, boring thing. That you do have internet access at the school, thank goodness, but they blocked Facebook, which I guess kind of makes sense. I don't want kids on Facebook while they're at school, I guess. I did use the Tor anonymizing service to get around their block, so I was using Facebook through their internet connection. But let's see, what was it? Oh, the other interesting thing. There was a police officer there who apparently had been called out onto overtime. He was getting time and a half to be standing at the door of this event, basically. And why was he there? Because they knew I was coming, and they figured I was going to bring some more liberty activists with me, and that there was going to be some kind of a protest or some kind of disruption or whatever. And no, that didn't happen at all. I think Allie, our Friday night co-host, spoke a couple times and asked some questions. But aside from that, I was just sitting there the whole time watching. And then we gave out some flyers at the end talking about ending government education and turning the schools over to the teachers and kind of pitching some ideas to people. But the police officer that was there had never been to one of these before, and he's got three kids. You know, this guy's in the system.
Sure.
He's never been to one of these before, and he was bored. He was so bored, we talked to him afterwards. He said it wasn't worth the time. It wasn't worth the money. He was getting time and a half as a cop.
It wasn't worth the overtime.
Right. He did thank us for the extra money, though, but he said that, you know, it wasn't worthwhile. It was just so excruciatingly boring for him.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
It is awful.
It absolutely is. So there was one other conversation worth mentioning. There's a lady from, I don't know what her position was. She did admit she worked for the school board, or for the school. And she talked to me afterwards because she found out that I was, you know, running for the school board position. Cause people said, get involved in the system. Fine. I'll go ahead and run for political office and see what happens. But she was asking me questions about, you know, what I thought, and I was talking about getting the government out of education, ending the monopoly on education, and how that benefits things, and comparing education to the, like, the computer industry. In the computer world, things keep getting, smarter, faster, better, and cheaper over time. The same thing doesn't happen to education. I kind of explained why the government education system has backwards incentives. And, you know, she was pretty confused by some of the things I was saying. They're very, very new ideas for people that have been in the system their whole lives. But there was one thing.
What about the poor kids?
That came up as well.
Which is always the thing that one says, as if the 90% of the people who are in the students in public school are poor. I mean, this is welfare for middle-class people,
mm-hmm.
not welfare for poor people. I mean, just about everybody sends their kids to public school, so it's not for poor kids to get educated. If that was the case, then you could, use the government's force to get scholarships or something to send people to school. This is about homogenizing the American mind.
She was probably talked to her about 5 or 10 minutes, and she may have thought I was crazy, but at least she asked some good questions and was seemed genuinely interested in what I was saying. And at one point, when I proposed to her the idea, the big idea of the campaign is that the schools shouldn't be government anymore, and they should be turned over to the teachers. That the administrators, the teachers, the janitors, everybody that works for the school should get a share. They should get an equal share. So the janitor gets the same share as the principal. And that they should decide how to run their school without having some administrative bureaucracy hanging over them, whether that be the school district bureaucracy or the state or the feds, and without any of those strings, just the people in the school deciding how to run that school. When I explained that idea to her, it really appeared as though there were some gears turning on that. Like, she'd never heard anything like that before.
Wow, can you imagine an organization directing itself? Not some top-down, hierarchical thing where the UN gives directives to the United States gives directives to states give directives to counties give directives to schools. I mean, really? Not that?
She didn't really have an immediate objection to that particular idea, and I like that. I think it's a good idea, and as I told her, you need to get ideas out there. Like, she did acknowledge that it was very unlikely that something like that would happen, the school district. What do you think the likelihood the school district's going to let that happen? I said, probably not very likely. I'm just one guy. But we've got to talk about these things. If you don't talk about new ideas, they'll never become real. And so I guess that's kind of the purpose of the campaign, is to talk about new ideas. I don't expect to win, but if that conversation is an indication of what could come,
since maybe they're calling the law on you just for showing up at the school board meeting, I think your chances of winning are probably pretty slim from what I'm seeing here.
So anyway, that was my observations of attending a school board meeting for the first time. I'm sure yours are as boring where you come from. But if you want to see an example of an interesting school board meeting, search for Steve Rocco on YouTube, and you will be entertained. Let's go to Nick, listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Nick.
Hi. Back on Wednesday, you had a caller named Ken who, in essence, defended traffic safety laws and city ordinances and things like that. The call got a little personal with Nemi confronting Ken as to whether or not he supported the use of force against her for disobeying these laws. Mm. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I think that call illustrates a great disconnect between the liberty movement and the general populace, and that is that for all the complaining that liberty types do about the rules, the fact is that we would be fine with those same rules we complain about in a free society as long as they were enforced according to the property rights system we espouse. In fact, it's quite likely that the rules to inspections and whatnot might be even more strict than what we deal with today. Even if we had private roads, there could be plenty of roads with seatbelt rules, for example. Now, to us, these subtle differences in how the rules are made and enforced make all the difference in the world, but most people don't see that. They don't think in those terms, and I don't think someone like Ken would see that until it was pointed out, and I think this can be seen in how he ended his call with the question of find one city ordinance you agree with.
Well, I think I did say I found one that I agreed with, and that was anything that deals with people being violent towards one another.
Yes, but you understand the system he works in does not understand the difference between... is that the music there?
It is. So hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. Most city ordinances are a bunch of petty crap that have nothing to do with anything at all about keeping people safe. Period. Run away. Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything you want. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They'll do collections, early out billing, and purchase your charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call so you can check up on them, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of our banner page, our banner column. That's freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Our number here again, 855-450-FREE, and of course you can join us over at freetalklive.com for a variety of features, including our bulletin board system. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there at bbs.freetalklive.com and also get some show prep that we end up using on the air. And tonight, we may be talking about, if we get a chance, the deathbed regrets. What do people on their deathbed say about wishing they could have done something different? We'll explain those things. 855-450-FREE, we'll go to your calls as well. Let's talk again to Nick, calling from Illinois. You're talking about a paradigm, I guess, a difference in paradigm between people of a liberty-oriented mindset and those who can't understand why we would balk at silly nonsense rules that the government is enforcing upon us. At least that's what I've gleaned from you so far. Go ahead, Nick.
Yes. Well, not all of them are silly nonsense rules. For example, there was one part of the conversation where that caller was saying something like, so there's no value at all to society in this rule or that rule, when somebody who's a dangerous driver who has their headlights blown out or whatever gets pulled over. To him, that was a reasonable rule, and I could see where that would be a reasonable rule.
I'm with him, yeah.
He operates in a mindset where a rule is right or wrong independently of how it is enforced. And I think what people in general, those new to liberty, need to understand is that rules and their enforcement are inseparable. A rule that is enforced one way and another rule that is identical, except that it is enforced differently, are in practice two completely different rules. So when you rail against a particular rule as a libertarian, you could just be railing against the enforcement or who is enforcing it, namely the state, which you were in that particular case, I think. But Ken didn't see it that way. In Ken's mind, the rule is people should be properly licensed and inspected to make sure they're safe on the road with others. And what's wrong here is not that the state has a rule saying that you can't drive on the roads without a well-inspected car. The problem is that the state, A, has no right to set the rules because it does not own the roads legitimately, and B, is using illegitimate means of enforcement.
Yeah, I get all your points, although I don't believe that there needs to be any rules for inspections. I mean,
yeah.
Clearly there doesn't, because we come from Florida, where there are no such things.
Yeah, you'd think that the roads would be littered with cars all over the place, but...
But despite that point, despite making that point to the caller in question, he completely ignored it and acted as though it mattered not that there are dozens of states that don't have the inspection.
No, he was not... he thought that inspections were silly. He was just making a point.
Really? I don't recall getting that impression from him. Do you recall that, Nick?
Yeah, the impression I got from him is that he was just fed up at the way you did not see the idea of there being any legitimacy to having rules of the road. He agreed that some of the rules were silly, but he saw that some of them were also very valuable.
Yeah, I think I thought I came to the agreement with him that it was a bad idea to drive around with a light out. That I think I pointed out, but... Well, whatever.
Well, that's some common ground.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't recall him being in favor of ending inspections, but I don't know.
That's all I can tell you.
1-855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want as we continue here. The top five deathbed regrets from the Dollar Vigilante. Bonnie Ware, palliative care nurse, recently wrote an article encompassing her experiences of numerous conversations with those on their deathbed and their regrets. It occurred to us that many of those regrets can be relieved or lessened by a lifestyle that we advocate here at the Dollar Vigilante, whatever that is. Number one, let's look at these. I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. She goes on to say, it's easy to see how many dreams have gone unfulfilled. Most people had not honored even half of their dreams and had to die knowing that it was due to choices they had made or not made. It's very important to try and honor at least some of your dreams along the way. It's probably the number one regret of readers of the Dollar Vigilante. We can't count the number of emails we get where people tell us they've always wanted to live in another country or culture, but they never did it for a variety of reasons. But the reasons are mostly unimportant in the grand scheme of things.
The idea of picking up and moving to a different culture has a lot of inherent difficulties. If you're whatever job you're going to do, often most jobs require sort of geographic stability.
Mm.
If you're going to be a plumber in a particular area, you need to build your customer base. You're not going to have as many customers on day one as you're going to have after 10 years of providing good service. Of course, if you're a really bad plumber, maybe geography needs to change on a regular basis. But you know, and this is true with the vast majority of careers. If you're going to work at a place, well, you need to live near that place, and this kind of thing. You know, if you have a spouse, you can't just, you know, say, hey, I'm moving to Bangladesh because I'm really interested in that. Good luck with your life, you know, your kids and all these other things.
Obviously, there are a lot of reasons to not do something, Mark. And one of the things that they're pointing out here is that fear is the reason, you know, the number one reason why people don't do these big things that they want to do. It's important to recognize that fear of foreign cultures is instilled in most of us through propaganda, and in many ways, you know, there's always that fear of I won't be able to find work, or that fear. You just expressed some of those fears a moment ago. But nonetheless, people's number one regret is that they wish they'd had the courage to live life true to themselves and not the life others expected of me. And I think if you just dig into that idea alone, it's pretty powerful.
I'm all for being true to yourself. I don't have any problem with that.
If you're living a life to please someone else, then you've essentially become their proxy.
Well, that's not entirely true. So if in order to live a good life, you need to please other people.
I get what you're saying. It's important to give people what they want in order to get what you want.
That's correct.
But ultimately, you have to have what you want in mind, right? If your focus is just exclusively doing as others expect you to do, or doing as you believe others expect you to do, then you're living for someone else's beliefs. You're doing their bidding.
I think a dream needs to be powerful enough, is what I think. I mean, when you're talking about a dream, dreams need to be extraordinarily powerful in order to drive you. Now, if you're constantly pushing down this dream you have, shoving it back down, then yeah, then you need to look at that. However, if, you know, you have a flight of fancy, sometimes flights of fancy need to be dismissed.
I see where you're coming from, Mark. But you know, again, if you're not doing things you really want to do because of what someone might think, then you're living for that other person. You're sculpting your life and your choices based on what that someone, maybe it's mom or dad or a spouse or the boss or whoever it is that's important to you, that I think is a really detrimental thing. So it's possible to give people what they want, as in provide them with a product or service or, you know, make your customers happy, etc. It's possible to give people what they want while still keeping your goals in mind and still being who you really are. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you do what people expect of you, then you're just inside the box the whole life. You're just a drone at that point. And that's what they try to teach you in government schools, which is why it's so important to get kids out of government schools so they can create and be entrepreneurs and think outside the box and do unusual things that they aren't expected to do. 855-450-FREE, your thoughts on regrets, deathbed regrets. This is Free Talk Live.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition of the show. Here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We've got a page on the site that allows you to promote Free Talk Live, gives you some tools with which you can get this program into more ears around the world. And some of those tools include a free bumper sticker. In addition to that, you can get web graphics, high-res graphics you can use to like make your own t-shirts or whatever else you want to put that graphic on. In addition to that, you'll also find other useful things like flyers you can print out. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And speaking of those bumper stickers, we got them from Liberty Stickers.
That's right, libertystickers.com. And you can go over there and get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece from the back of your car. You use libertystickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out over there. I like to just go through and read all the sayings. It's find it quite entertaining. They're entertaining bumper stickers. Check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com. And like Free Talk Live, you can get your church or your band or your business. You can get bumper stickers. They'll make them for you at libertystickers.com, and you know, you just go right over there and they'll handle it for you. It's libertystickers.com.
So we're going to get back to your phone calls here in a moment, and we'll also dig into this top five deathbed regrets as we go throughout the show. We'll share one of them here and there and talk about them as we take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. But the first one on this list from the Dollar Vigilante was that I wish I'd have the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. And in that one, Mark, your first objection was, well, you've got to make other people happy. And I agree completely. In order to get what you want in life, you have to help other people get what they want. That's like, to me, that's the number one rule. But that statement doesn't contradict that you should live true to yourself, not the life others expect of you. I'll give you an example. So when I was in high school, there was a program called externship.
Okay.
And so basically you would join the externship program to extern into an internship, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you would get school credit for going and working somewhere that you found interesting. And, of course, I wanted to work as an intern in radio.
And when I went to this externship program to talk to the person who was in charge of it, to kind of, I guess you had to like get permission to come into the program or something like that. There were certain provisions. Not anyone could take this program. You had to have a certain GPA, for instance, to get into it. So I had to go in and jump through whatever their hoops were to do this. And the first thing that this woman told me was that radio internships were awful and that she didn't think that I should do that. She said that she had someone who had been a radio intern before, and they just had him doing manual labor. And that's no good. She says, you know, you've got to find something, you know, better. I don't remember the exact conversation, but she is essentially trying to talk me out of my dream.
Well, she was, and you know, and sometimes that can be valuable, though, because then you know how important it is to you.
I get what you're saying, Mark, but I see where you're coming from. I'm just saying, if I had been someone who had taken her as, I don't know, an authority or whatever, if I had looked at her with respect, or and I didn't, because she's just a government bureaucrat and whatever, I didn't really care what she said. I was going to be an intern. I ended up not joining the program, just going ahead and becoming an intern anyway, and didn't get any credit for it. But had I followed her advice as the expert, as the person who was, you know, 50 years old or however, oh, she's experienced, if I'd followed her suggestions, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today.
I can totally understand why some people would not want the radio internship. It isn't the most glamorous of jobs.
And no, I understand it, too. Like, I get what you're doing. You're kind of taking her side. You're making...
I'm not taking her side. I'm saying that all along the road to life, you've got different things that you experience. And those things are going to be... you can choose to experience them in whatever way you want. You could experience this lady as having been a guide for you on this path. You knew after speaking to her that you wanted to do this more than you knew did when you before you spoke to her.
Well, right, because I think that's because it was my nature to not respect so-called authority. But I think a lot of people are trained by the government school system to be very obedient. I mean, we've talked about the Prussian school model, JohnTaylorGatto.com, former New York's State Teacher of the Year, who has spoken out against the government schools, pointing out that they are designed to create thoughtless, obedient drones.
And I would contend that private schools are no better. Having gone to a private school and a public school...
Whatever. Private schools in many ways are based off of government schools. I'll acknowledge that. I didn't go to a private school either. But the point is, this government school system, it inculcates kids. Because there are some private schools where they explain this to the kids, where they explain to the students the difference between how they're learning versus how the other kids learn in government schools.
I would say that the public school paradigm as we have it today essentially homogenizes and creates a monopoly in one sort of education, as if kids can only be educated grade by grade, classroom by classroom, and that it doesn't allow for innovation
and competition
in the area of education.
So anyway, the point being that this woman would have talked me out of it. Had I been more obedient, had I been one of these people that is more likely to, you know, to just do whatever it is that whatever it is suggested that I do. And so if you wanted to share your own experience with that, as far as, you know, what did you do, or what situations did you encounter where, in order to do what someone else wanted you to do, you gave up your own dreams, you gave up your own beliefs, and you molded yourself to that other individual's desires for you. Did that hurt you? 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything. William's on the line listening to WSEFM in Charleston, South Carolina. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good to listen to you guys again. I just got off work. I caught it in the conversation when y'all were talking about the roads and enforcement. And just last week, I was on my way to work, going to a small town, and was following a police officer. And another police officer pulled me over as a red convertible passed both me and the police officer. And when we came to a stop, I could tell she was a rookie. No, hello, how are you? Just give me your license. And came back with a close to $300 ticket. Not for speeding, but for what she said was reckless driving. Apparently in this small municipality, they have an ordinance where if they write it that way, then the town gets all of the money, the revenue, the ticket.
Yeah, different states are different way have different policies on, you know, who gets to collect the money and what circumstance. Sure.
Yeah, but about, I mean, it really boiled me, my blood, because I said, she didn't give me a chance to explain. No, I did say, yeah, well, you know, I was following the police officer in front of me. I assumed he was obeying the law. And she said, well, he may have had other things to do. I don't care. You're getting a ticket.
So what's now, your reckless driving is a lot of points. You're not talking about careless driving, are you?
No, I might have said careless driving.
Okay.
How she read it. Either way, it was no point, but it was like just about $300, fine. And so
basically you got a ticket for reckless or careless driving because you were following him too closely? Is that the idea?
No. It just happened to be I was following a police officer. He's in front of me driving on the highway. Mm-hmm. And there was another police officer pointing the other way facing us, this red convertible. The red convertible passed us both, and I somehow got pulled over.
So you don't have any idea what it was that you were doing that might have incurred this ticket. Like, do you have any clue?
No, and I mean, I'm a straight-up guy. I'll admit it if I was doing something wrong, but she wouldn't even let me explain myself. You're going to take it anyway. I don't care. And
do you live near this municipality?
Yeah, it's out in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. It's a very
Are you challenging the ticket? Will you be going to court, or are you going to pay up?
Oh no, I'm going to challenge. Just like when I got pulled over for no seatbelt, I went to challenge that. And I said, I think it's my right, not the government's right, to force me to put on a seatbelt to protect myself. And they basically, dropped the hammer on me.
Of course, run you through the rails, the kangaroo court. You know, it's still good to go and challenge these tickets because it takes up their time. It makes it so they actually have to prove a case, at least to some extent. And it'll be interesting to hear what their claim is as far as why you were driving recklessly in court. And I thank you, William, for the call and the story tonight at 855-450-FREE. Don't take a plea deal.
Get the jurisdictionary course so you know what you're doing.
There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. If you like the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to shop.freetalklive.com. And you'll get the access to Amazon. There are different Amazon links for different countries. You click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, go and get it through shop.freetalklive.com. You probably get a great deal because it's Amazon. It's the same Amazon you're used to. You're just entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a cut. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com will get you to our Amazon links, and that's how you enter the site and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. We'll continue here. Still to come, more of the top five deathbed regrets, and of course, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Dave listening in the Eureka, California area to KGOE. Hello, Dave.
Hey, I much appreciate your show. I believe that you really do invite free speech, and I think that's something that is desperately needed and dying out in this country, along with some other freedoms. I'm partly on the same subject as those that just went before me that are concerned about how law enforcement sometimes enforces laws in different fashions, and one of the ones that I'm witnessing, I'm very active in the Occupy because I believe that our government is largely owned by big special interests right now. That's my opinion. I know not everybody agrees with me.
Seems pretty self-evident, but yes, I would agree.
Yeah, well, I see a lot of our people being harassed, that if we hold a sign in the wrong place, it may be taken away, that if we ask questions, we may be arrested, and
I've got the cops after me right now. Actually, the cops are looking for me right now in Keene, New Hampshire, because I've been going to one of the local schools and doing outreach to some young people, and I believe they're going to give me a no trespass order, basically telling me I can't even come on to the property that I'm forced to pay for through property taxes.
You know, quite a coincidence, because I'm parked here facing the big Pacific Ocean. And the sheriff's car is driving back and forth behind me. Yeah, he hasn't made any move. He hasn't tried to take my cell phone away. But that kind of thing is threatening us right now.
Does it feel like a shark circling? Because that's kind of how it feels to me in those circumstances.
Well, I hadn't thought of that. But, yeah, now that you mention it, I suppose it does. Because I believe right now if you have a camera or a camera phone and you try to take a picture, like if I get out and try to take fake pictures of this sheriff, there is some law. They've made some rule that that's against the law, and then they can.
Well, not specifically. In most places, they haven't specifically made a law against that, but they will hit you with things like disorderly conduct, and also they have a wiretapping statute that in some cases
attempts to misuse.
They'll try to go after you with, but frequently end up dropping the charges. But usually, if you're doing something they don't like, they have a few catch-all charges that they can hit you with. And disorderly conduct's a favorite. Obstructing government justice or obstructing government administration is another one. And there's a third that's escaping at the moment. But
I am much convinced that we the people had damn well better stand up and say, not enough of that craziness. This is, we're going to hang on to our freedom. We cherish it too much.
Boy, what's it going to take, though, Dave? I mean, Dave, I agree with you, but what's it going to take for the average person to do that?
Well, you know, so many, they see our little sites, our little Occupy demonstrations with our cardboard signs, and they say it's going to take a hell of a lot more than that to do anything. But if they didn't walk by thinking that, if they decided to get involved and say, what can I do? How can I be a part of this? If we suddenly get thousands and thousands, where we've only got a dozen right now, I think we become more and more a real threat to a corrupt system that fears the people. They don't want us.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Dave, and thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453, and that ties right back around into the number one deathbed regret, which is wishing that one had the courage to live a life true to oneself, not the life others expected. And right there, I mean, that's what he's talking about. People are too afraid. Maybe they want more freedom, and they see, you know, the oppression that's going on around them, and they wish that it wasn't happening. But at the same time, if they stick their head up, they're worried it's going to get cut off, or they're worried what their family will think about them, or what, you know, what the people at work will talk about.
What is the Alexander Haig quote about the protests?
Oh, let's see, that from the 1980s.
Let them protest all they want as long as they pay their taxes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, to me, what I see, at least a lot of these occupiers just want people to have, some people to have more taxes than they currently do. It's like, tax the rich! Return the system to the people! As if the system has ever belonged to the people.
Well, yeah,
as if any system has ever belonged to any sort of
that's a fine critique of some of the people in the Occupy movement. I didn't necessarily want to get into the details on Occupy, but more talk about just kind of the general concepts of getting out there and doing something for the, you know, to try to create the world in which that you'd like to see. And just because some people believe those things within the Occupy movement doesn't mean that it's something that should be written off or shouldn't get involved in.
But I think that the critique is valid, though. I mean, you know, when you're talking about getting out there, when you support a coercive system and you get out there and you just want another different coercive system, you know, I mean, to me,
but not everybody's like that.
Trimming the
hedges
on the tree of evil.
You know, saying that is like saying everyone at the Tea Party is a fascist. I mean, it's just not a true statement across the board. And in addition to that, some of the people at the Occupy movement are open-minded. They're looking for solutions. I think a lot of the people in the Occupy movement haven't made up their minds about what the answers are. They know that what some of the problems are, and I think that Dave identified some of the problems very appropriately.
I agree.
There's a lot of corporate power. There's a lot of people with a lot of money that influence things, and it's okay that people don't know what a good answer is, and that they think that, well, let's get back to the people. Well, you're right, Mark. Has that ever happened? No. It's because the corporations and the people with big money are in charge, and that's not likely to ever change.
Because power is a commodity, and if you centralize power, the people with money are going to buy that commodity.
So bring the message of freedom to the Occupy movement. Bring the message of freedom to the Tea Party. Explain how it is that they can get what they want, which is maybe better education or, you know, get the government to be more responsive or whatever. Get these things without advocating more tyranny, or show them how the ideas of liberty can help achieve these things, how the ideas of liberty can make education better, for instance. I mean, these things can be communicated, but you have to go out and do something to communicate to them. You know, as a good example, we had the Bearcat hearing this week, where a bunch of people from this community in Keene came out and spoke out against this armored tank vehicle that you, if you live in a medium to large city, probably already have with your local police department. They were trying to foist one on Little Keene, New Hampshire. And a bunch of people poured out, and a number of them were the occupiers, and they had come out and they spoke against the Bearcat and made some great points. And they were there because I invited them there. Because, I publicized this event, and I was somebody who was, you know, very active and still am active within the Occupy Keene movement. So I think it's important to build bridges wherever we can and show people that liberty is the answer. And I think that there's plenty of people in the Occupy movement who have open minds to that. 855-450-FREE, and I think the same thing's true of the Tea Party as well. Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Rob, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm making a comment about the other caller that called in about his, you know, ticket for seatbelt.
Yes, sir.
I You know, I agree with him. It is wrong for the government to try to force us. Because my car, you know, I pay for it. If I choose to wear my belt, that's my choice.
You're a radical. You're a radical.
Exactly. And, you know, if I choose to die or whatever, that should be my choice. Now, I know
sometimes wearing a seatbelt will kill you.
Do it because, you know, we love you and all this, but that's BS.
No, they're doing it because they want the $70 or whatever the ticket amount is. I know that's what it was
exactly,
down in Florida.
Exactly, because cops have quotas still each month.
It's true. They'll never admit it, but they totally do have quotas. They have these little workarounds for it. In some departments, they call it the departmental average. So it's not technically not a quota, but each officer has across the department, there's an average number of tickets that are written each week or whatever the time period is each month. And then if the officer in question, if each officer doesn't reach the departmental average, which inevitably some won't because it's an average, but if the officer doesn't reach the departmental average, then they are facing punishment. So it effectively is a quota while not actually being a quota.
Yeah, exactly. So I had an ex-cop tell me one time, he said, listen, you know, if I don't do a certain amount each month, then, you know, I get paid a lot less.
Yep. Hey, Rob, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are invited to take control of these airwaves. We've got two more hours left here, so plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Also, still on the way, we've only gotten through one of the top five deathbed regrets, and that is that the individual wishes they had the courage to live a life true to themselves, not the life others expected of them. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that or whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.